welcome to the Family Time Q&A podcast. Today we don't have Jerry from the real jerrydugan.com, but we do recording?
Yeah. Okay.
But we do have D D and D and E.
D D D and E.
D D D and E. Okay.
Explain.
So first we all call each other D.
But it's who's we.
I know.
Who's we?
D. The first D is Roseanne, and she is my aunt. So my dad's
sister-in-law.
Hi. Okay, and then we have little E, which is her son.
His little mouth is so cute right now. Oh my gosh. I need a picture of my phone. I don't know where it is.
And we call him little E.
Or no, he's not little.
Or donkeys.
He's a little bit on the chunky side.
And then there's second D, and that's my mom, so Jerry's
Olivia.
Wife.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Everybody Olivia. Knows. Everybody knows.
And then I'm Emma.
Third D.
Okay. Okay. So y'all all know how this goes, except this time there's going to be 5 questions?
Six
questions.
Well, we're supposed to think of different questions, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Except for Emma. Emma's
yeah.
Gonna... Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, we're not even supposed. Never mind. Just
what?
Go.
What happened?
I wasn't supposed to say.
Oh. D.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm gonna ask my question first, I guess. And so my question.
Can we put this on the show notes right here?
His pamper?
The cookie monster on his pamper.
Anyways, okay, so my question for y'all is that I heard that whenever people are pregnant, they get weird and vivid dreams. Did you have any? And if you did, what were they?
I had tons of vivid dreams. I had one dream that Nick and I, were at Olivia's house, and I had a baby boy, and this was way before I even knew what I was having, so that was very, very vivid and very odd. And I had a dream that I just had a little boy, and we were living in Olivia's house. Living in Olivia's house. So that's mine. Olivia, did you have any
dreams? Vivid dreams?
I did. I dreamt that when I was pregnant with... I don't really remember much from when I was pregnant with Jacob, but when I was pregnant with Emma, I dreamt that... Because Jerry was in Iraq at the time, I dreamt that he would come home and that he didn't love us anymore, that I'd have our house all ready and that he didn't want to be with us anymore. And it made me super, super sad, and I would wake up crying all the time. And I also dreamed about Larry D.
Who's Larry?
Larry, your
sperm donor.
Yeah. You're kind of... He would have been your father if he had been a father, but super sad. I hated it, D. I think I hated that even more than dreaming about Jerry, because it just felt so real.
Gross.
Depressed city. Okay. So, anyway, that's it, Emma.
Yep. What's your question, Auntie?
My question is for Olivia.
Yeah?
What was your most embarrassing moment? I know you have tons, D, but...
D.
Try to...
I think one of the most embarrassing moments was when we were at the drive-thru at Popeyes, and it's embarrassing because I feel embarrassed every single time we bring it up, and I hate it because y'all always make fun of me. Always.
First of all, everyone always gets flustered in drive-thrus.
Yeah, and Dee and I often go out for lunch, and we were going to Popeyes this one day, and I was the one that was ordering, and Roseanne was telling me her order, and she was supposed to order a side, and I was looking at her, and I was like, "What side do you want?" And Roseanne said, "Taters," and
as
I was
in potatoes,
yeah, as in potatoes, like French fry or no,
baked potatoes
mashed potatoes, and I wasn't. Oh, Evan. Hold on.
We're having technical difficulties here.
Okay. I wasn't thinking, and so I just said, taters? And the lady was like...
Potatoes?
And I...
It's all over the bed.
Ooh, Evan, it's okay. I'll just change the sheets.
Anyway, they totally missed my story because we had an Evan throw up explosion. I think it's on my butt too. I feel it. Is it? Can you see it, Emma? On my
yeah. Ew, it is. Evan threw up all over the covers.
Oh, thank you, Evan. Yay. Merry Christmas. Oh no, donkeys.
Emma's. What's your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment was we were doing a photo shoot, and it was at the studio, and I was putting on my point shoes, and the lady that was taking the pictures, I didn't really know her, but mommy knew her, and so as I was putting them on, I was using so much force because they were kind of getting small, which is bad, but they were getting small, and so I put so much force into it that I farted real loud in the studio.
And it was only me, you, and her, right?
Yeah, and it was only us. So the room was kind of empty, and so it kind of echoed a little bit. And that was my embarrassing story.
But the pictures came out beautiful.
Yeah, they did.
Probably because you didn't have any gas in your belly anymore. We should post a picture of you dancing from that photo shoot.
What about one?
Someone you're strapped to.
Evan got me with throw up everywhere.
What about one of Emma and Auntie together?
What's an embarrassing story of y'all?
What, D?
Of me?
Of Emma and Ann? No, just like a picture of us.
Oh, a picture of y'all? Only if y'all act silly in it.
Okay.
Can do that pretty easily.
Donkeys, what's your most embarrassing moment?
He sharts a lot.
When is the day he threw up all over my butt in my bed?
Yeah. And sometimes he coughs and farts at the same time.
I know Sylvia T. Vega's most embarrassing moment.
Certainly not at Walgreens.
Oh, she would, yeah.
So anyways, I was talking to Mother, and she said that she would listen to it because her favorite daughter was on that podcast this time.
Roseanne is the favorite.
Shout out to Mama Bear.
For making Roseanne the prettiest and the favorite.
Luster City over there.
What do we do? What do we do? Evan's making noise. Evan, do you have anything to say about that? Oh, donkeys. What's wrong with donkeys, D? Oh. He wants the phone. What, donkeys?
Do you guys think
the Yeti fell? Donkeys is so cute.
So what other questions are we asking?
Well, I haven't asked my question to y'all.
Ask the question.
Ask away. D? What is something that has been the hardest about being a new mother that you weren't expecting?
I thought I would have more patience. I thought I would have more patience. Let me see. Last night, he went to sleep perfect. Really, really quick and fast. And then he woke up about an hour later, and I was already getting a bit flustered. And
but why? What do you mean flustered, Dee?
Like, I didn't know why he was waking up. And I was in a tizzy, and I was kind of going crazy in my head. I was like, well, why is he up? This is not like him. He just sleeps all night. And I gave him some teething tablets because he was gnawing on everything and smacking his gums. So gave him that, and he went right back to sleep. I just get in a tizzy sometimes.
And do you stay in a tizzy after he goes to sleep?
Yeah, a little bit, because I worry that he's going to wake up again. Yeah.
When is he going to wake up again?
Yeah.
Oh, Dee, it's okay. You're doing a great job with Donkeys, Dee.
Thanks, Dee.
You're such a hands-on mom. You don't even know, Dee.
I know, Dee. I wish I was out in the clubs partying.
No, you don't. You love little Donkeys, and totally, you love Dee. You love seeing all his. He is tired of this. We need to take a picture of that right there.
I know.
Oh, little Donkeys. He's so cute.
What's my question?
Oh, okay. I guess Emma's ready to move on.
Yeah, go, Emma.
No, what's my question from you to me?
What is your favorite thing about Auntie?
My favorite thing about Auntie is...
Everything.
Everything, literally. Playing around with her.
Playing around with her like I'm a dog.
I know.
Fetch.
Like, she tells a lot of funny jokies, and she's always fun to be around.
You know, if y'all... Am I pretty? I feel pretty.
Me too.
If y'all saw Emma, Roseanne, and me and Grammys out in public, you'd probably think we're just a little bit crazy, right, Dee?
Yeah, we kind of, we act a little crazy out in public.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Like everyone's over a tad weight.
But, but my mom and I out and about, we're just totally ice princesses, and Olivia's a little social butterfly. So if we're walking around and you see her in public and I walk away, it's just...
Roseanne's greatest joy is when we see some, and I always see somebody where we go, right, Dee?
Yeah.
Everywhere I see somebody that I know.
Especially HEB Plus.
And I stop and say hi, and Roseanne thinks it's real funny to walk away real fast when
just
I'm talking.
Just to keep on walking, because Olivia gets all in a tizzy.
I know. I start stuttering. I play with my little necklace, right? Oh, yeah. That's a, what do you do?
You say 100 times.
Like to waiters? To waiters and waitresses.
Excuse me.
I have another napkin, please.
What's what? Were you gonna ask me?
What's what? Never mind. Anyway, if y'all see us out in public, pay no attention to the three crazy ladies, four crazy ladies. Right, Emma?
Right. And if you see Olivia and she's with me, say hi to her so I could walk away and embarrass her.
And especially if I'm not wearing my necklace that's long and that has beads on it and I have nothing to play with.
That's her nervous little tick.
That's my nervous necklace. My nervous necklace.
That Devin broke the other day.
But I fixed it.
You did?
I did.
Who bought that for you?
You did, Dee.
Who old are you being?
You did, because you love me.
I need to ask Emma a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Emma. Okay. I'm 26. Emma.
Yeti?
I'm 26.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were
21. No, Dee, I'm not 21.
No, I'm not 21, but like 23.
Can we go down?
Okay, anyways. I'm 26. Where do you see yourself at my age?
Oh, Dee, that's such a good question.
Yeah, shout out to Grammys for that one. She had to help me with that one.
Grammys, woo woo!
Woo woo!
STV.
Flutter City.
She's probably in Walgreens right now, walking around the aisles.
When I'm...
yeah, slowly.
Oh, I'm down.
Emma, go.
Anyways, you see yourself at 26.
When I'm 26, I see myself in the dance studio still.
Doing what? Dancing?
Teaching.
Would and you be dancing. Married? Kids?
What? I think I might be married. I think I would have kids. Well, if I would only have kids if I was married. But if I was married, I would have kids. If I wasn't married, I wouldn't. At 26.
Good deal, Dee. Good deal.
So you're just going to be teaching? I thought you wanted to own a studio.
Look at you.
Well, yeah.
Well, you didn't say that.
Okay. I want to be teaching at the studio that I own. Mm-hmm. And dancing.
I'll send Evan there.
But are you going to be nice, Emma? Are you going to be nice to all the people that like, oh, Miss Emma, we love you. Are you just going to look at them and walk away? Or are you going to actually hug them and say, I love you too?
I'm actually going to hug them and say, I love you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's really mean whenever teachers don't do that. Yeah. Like, if somebody says hi to them and then, like, four kids go up and hug the teacher and she just stands there.
Not having it.
You are the scum of the earth. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That was a good question, Dee/mom.
Yeah. Thanks, STV.
Hey, oh, you know what? We should say an embarrassing story about mom. But well, it's not. No, Dee. The day of before your baby shower.
Oh gosh. Let's not relive that moment, that nightmare.
Okay.
That torture.
We were preparing for Roseanne's baby shower for Evan.
Party's over, y'all. Jacob just walked into the room. Party's over.
Jacob, say hi.
Party's here.
Hey.
Do you want to ask Dee a question?
No, I'm not prepared.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about Auntie?
Favorite thing about Auntie?
Yeah.
That I know all of the songs that he does.
Yeah.
What, Jacob? So say it. What happened?
Say it. What do you mean?
No, what is she talking about songs?
Oh, this one time I was like, what you looking at? But,
Emma?
We were all in the car, me and Evan and Jacob. And Jacob was like, I bet you don't know this song. And he put on a song by, what was it by? Who was it?
I don't know.
I think it was a Maroon 5 one, actually. And no, it was an Iggy Azalea song. I heard one line and I was like, Jacob, why are you listening to Iggy Azalea? And he freaked out. He said,
how did you know that song? Jacob, I'm 26.
Auntie is, what was that game called? Song Pop. Oh, my gosh.
Song Pop.
We Roseanne and I used to play Song Pop together. Forget about it. It was like less than half a second, .0001 of a second.
I was really good at that.
You were the bomb diggity.
The bomb.com. It's not hot in here at all.
It's because Jacob just walked
and
in.
Then, like, I was about to say that.
And then Jacob's like, okay, here's another song. You probably for sure don't know this one. And what was it? Do you remember? It was like an old song.
I'm so fancy.
It was an older song. Oh, it was Queen.
We are the champions?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I was like, Jacob, stop it. Get out of this car right now.
Does Queen even sing We Are the Champions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
So
I wanted to sound cool for a second.
I think.
Jacob, what else do you like about Auntie?
What else?
She's fun to annoy.
Yeah, but he annoys me, and I would just get scared and call Olivia and tell her to make him stop, and now I just abuse him and hit him and punch him, and he stops now.
You might break him, though. Look how skinny he is.
I know.
Jake, why'd you come in here?
I don't know. I was just seeing what you were doing.
Emma got super quiet, though.
Oh, Emma, what's wrong? Is it because you're scared of Jacob?
Yeah, I'm scared of him. He's like a monster under my bed.
The cuckoo.
Can we not talk about that, please?
The cuckoo?
It scares me a little bit.
Jacob.
Remember when we got scared at Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
It was scary.
Oh, another pleasure that we have is scaring each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One time I scared Olivia that her little phone was shaking in her hands, literally. Shook.
It, like, jumped up in the air.
Yeah.
I scared you a couple times.
My most favorite thing to do to Dee is poke her in the side.
Dee always scares me whenever she used to work at a daycare that was supposedly haunted, and she would tell those stories at night in the dark, and I was so scared.
And Emma's little eyes were like this,
like huge. And Olivia would always tell me to stop, but I just kept on going because I'd love to torture Olivia. I mean, Emma.
Do you remember the funeral home?
Oh my gosh. I used to work at a funeral home, and it is haunted. I won't say the name, but it's really haunted, and I would call Olivia, I would call Nick.
At 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning. Can you, just come with me to the front so I could open up? It was really spooky. Really spooky.
Donkeys!
Would you ever go with her?
One time, funny story, I needed to go all the way in the back, and I called Nick, my husband, to come with me real fast to go in the back because I was just so afraid. And then after that, he left.
Evan, I am bored with this story.
Dee, didn't you say that you worked to pretty them up after they were dead or something, like before them?
No, that I never did that.
But didn't they want you to powder one of them up or something?
Yeah.
Like, you had to do something to one of the faces. Dee, I love your concentrating face.
I really don't remember.
Oh.
You should have not worn makeup, so they would have thought that you couldn't do makeup, so you wouldn't have to mess with the bodies.
I don't know how to do makeup.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane from LA to Tokyo. From Donkeys. You know what Iggy Azalea's most embarrassing moment was? When she was on Dancing with the Stars and her microphone stopped working in the middle of her song, she said, "I'm sorry, I can't hear anything."
Really?
Look it up on YouTube. It's so funny.
I didn't see that.
Show me after.
I'll show you. Well, is that it? Or are we just going to talk and have, a big party in here?
What?
Who else should we invite?
How long is it?
It doesn't say. Almost 19 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we invite Jerry in? Should we invite Oreo in? Should we invite Eartha in? What about the cockroaches?
The cockroaches are...
Mama, do your sign-off with the family.
Dee, did you see all the lightning last night?
Yeah.
Saw it, Evan?
I saw the lightning, and I was really afraid. And I felt really bad because Evan was asleep in our bedroom, and I wanted to be in there with him because it was thundering and lightning, and I was scared.
You wanted to hold him? Hey, guess what? We were at church when it was lightning all bad, and then we had to walk out to the truck, Dee.
Forget about it.
Be quiet.
Oh my gosh. Please. Please tell me. Were you dying?
Yeah, it was like, oh, you know how it was all crazy. And Jacob's like, I'm not scared. And then
we were planning on going to Whataburger because it wasn't that bad at the time. And Jacob was like, no, let's go home.
Yeah.
Wow, this tough 13-year-old is not tough after all.
He's just.
So every time you mess with me, all I have to say is, oh no, a thunderstorm's coming.
I'm going to call the lightning.
Okay.
Lightning, can you come here, Jacob? Well, maybe we should sign off now so I can actually change my sheets and change my...
Daddy!
No, Jake, we can do it here. He told me what to do.
Oh.
Family off.
Okay, yes, I'm supposed to say we have Weekend to Remember coming up here in Corpus, the last weekend in May. The 21st to 30th. It's not 3 days. Yeah, hold on. Jacob's checking. What's the last weekend in May? Hurry, Jacob, hurry.
And if you have Jerry on Facebook, go look at his Facebook right now because we're going to go get it. And
the
30th
and the 31st.
What's the Friday?
29th,
30th, 31st. Weekend to Remember here in Corpus Christi. You can go to Weekend to Remember. FamilyLife.com. Oh, Jerry's super going to kill me. But anyway, our group code is Corpus Christi. Just Google Weekend to Remember and Family Life. Anyway.
And we're going to post pictures of me, Emma, Dunkey, Jacob getting scared of the lightning, and woo!
Dunkey, say goodbye.
Woo!
Say bye, Dunkies.
Bye, Dunkies.
Bye, Dunkies.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Jacob,
so
say bye, Dunkies.
Bye, Dunkies.
Jacob, you cannot do that. Just like the... Okay, bye.
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 Bye.